The Army Information Technology Agency doesn't grab a lot of headlines, but it has a big mission. It has a lot of responsibilities specific to Army IT, but on top of that, ITA is the technology service provider to the entire Pentagon and to DoD components throughout Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. Don Adcock, the agency's executive director, says DoD first started tackling the idea of data center consolidation at the Pentagon in the 1990s, when it realized having servers scattered in phone closets and under desks throughout the building might not be the best use of precious office space.
They were organizations within organizations that had redundant computer capabilities throughout the Pentagon. So it became apparent that if you wanted to make efficiencies, you had to somehow clean that up.
The early forerunner to today's data center consolidation effort across the government was tied in part to a massive Pentagon renovation that just wrapped up this year. Adcock says ITA's focus back then was mostly on enticing the various DoD components that inhabit the Pentagon to move into its server rooms, with promises of better security, dedicated cooling, and other standard amenities that come with a modern data center. Then the Pentagon was hit on 9/11. Adcock says it became obvious to everyone in the building that having mission-critical data scattered throughout the building simply wouldn't work anymore.
We changed the focus from Pentagon renovation to Pentagon survivability. And really the whole focus was 100% on creating an infrastructure and a computing capacity that was 100% geared towards continuity of service, staying alive in the event that something like 9/11 ever happened again. As a result of that, people had no choice. We had built state-of-the-art consolidated server rooms that offered them mission-critical power, mission-critical cooling, state-of-the-art security mechanisms, and really entice them that they had to move into these services, into these rooms.
ITA says it now hosts data on about 6,500 servers for all of the DoD agencies and military services throughout the Pentagon and the D.C. area. The agency estimates it's taken out 30,000 square feet of data center flooring since 2006, but precise numbers are hard to calculate, since the spaces that used to house servers could hardly be called data centers.
We didn't know, because servers would have been in this room, servers would have been in people's offices, under their desks and closets. Now, we actually have them in about 14 rooms, and we don't look at that as... We look at the 14 rooms as one data center, and it's the Pentagon data center. It's managed, ran, and operated as one entity, though they are physically dispersed throughout 14 rooms.
ITA says those 14 rooms are strategically located throughout the Pentagon's five wedges and provide failover capabilities for mission-critical data in the event one area of the Pentagon is damaged again. The agency says there are also failover capabilities for the Pentagon's data center outside the building in case the entire Pentagon is compromised. Officials won't discuss exactly where those backup centers are, only saying there are many of them and they're outside the National Capital Region. Adcock says as an early pioneer of data center consolidation, there are four pieces of advice he would give to agency heads that are now moving forward with the OMB-directed effort.
You need to understand what's in your environment. So you need to inventory it well and get a good understanding of what it is, because you have to provide for it in the future environment. You need to have robust policy throughout the organization that others can either, one, use to say, no, this is the mission, you have to move to it, or defer to say, how do I get there? So I think you have to have strong policy. I think that you have to have a firm understanding, and that's the service level agreement, of what it is you're trying to do for your customer. You really have to understand what it is your customer wants from you and that you can deliver on it. So strong SLAs. And then I think you got to understand the requirements. Consolidating into an environment is one thing, but understanding what that future environment looks like, what are you moving in there, which is that inventory, do you have the policies to enforce it, and then do you understand what it is your customer expects of you once you're in that new environment? It's one thing to consolidate. It's another thing to know how you're going to do it and how you're going to put it in place. So maybe proper planning up front can sort of help drive some of that.
Adcock says the Pentagon itself has plenty more work to do. While most of its servers are now in a relative handful of rooms, he says those servers are still underutilized in a lot of cases. ITA is still working on the next logical steps, such as virtualizing its computing processes so one machine can handle many tasks, helping the Pentagon's many high-level offices consolidate their software licenses and applications, and setting the stage to merge the more than 100 IT networks in the Pentagon down to something a bit more manageable. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.